Blog Talk Radio.
Hour, and this is your host, Prophet Lynn Templeton, and I want to thank you for joining me here today at the Prophetic Hour. Let us pray, and we'll begin today's teaching session called Now Comes the Prophets and the Apostles and the Prophets. Let us pray now. Father, we thank you for this speaking opportunity, and I pray for revelation of your word, and we pray that insight be opened up in those who are searching for the truth. It is the truth that we reveal here at the Prophetic Hour, and it's through your word which was inscribed in the Book of Truth. It is in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining us. This show is based on Hosea 4:6, which says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." And so the Prophetic Hour was created and developed seven years ago to present to you knowledge that the church has forgotten or is leaving out of teaching. And so the Prophetic Hour was birthed on that notion. Today's teaching is the church foundation, apostles and prophets. I think I stated that wrong the first time, but it's the church foundation, apostles and prophets. As we get into this, you'll better understand why we title it the Church Foundation, Apostles and Prophets. Our key verse is Ephesians 2:20, and it says, "And are built upon the foundation." Let me insert in there. It's saying the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And Jesus Christ came as the prophet, as the Bible says. The Bible says, and not as men are stating, but as the Bible says, he came as a prophet. And so, this verse is what this teaching revolves around. Now let's go back to Ephesians 4:11, a verse that you may already be familiar with. And it goes, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Those are the five callings, and as you probably heard throughout your life, the fivefold ministry: prophets, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Those are the only categories that God presents as ministers. Now, you also have seers, but they are not ministers. Okay? The Bible presents five ministerial offices. And out of those five, God presents to you two that are set apart as special callings. They are the offices of the apostle and the prophet. 1 Corinthians 12:28, it says, "And God has set some in the church first," the first in the order, the highest level of ministerial calling is the apostle. So it says first apostles, you see, and secondly prophets. So the second level, second highest calling is prophets. Okay? Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. So all of the other offices in that verse is saying, thirdly, teachers. So those ministers that are not classified as apostles or prophets are classified in this verse as teachers. And it also says that these two offices, in addition, are teachers. They are workers of miracles. They have gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. So this verse explains why the apostle and prophet office are special, okay? And it's indicating the speciality of these two offices. Now let's look at Ephesians 2:20. It says, "And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." So Jesus himself was a prophet. He came as, he could have come under any title. In fact, he worked and operated in all titles, but he came as a prophet. Okay? And the two offices, apostles and prophets, are set apart. And Jesus is saying he set the foundation. That's what Ephesians 2:20 says. He built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. So the foundation of the church is founded on the apostles and prophets, not upon bishops, not upon ministers, not upon any other office, but upon the apostles and prophets. This is what your Bible says, not what I say. So, and why is the apostle and prophet set apart? Well, you have to understand that the prophet and the apostle are born into the offices that they hold. They are born. See, this is the apostle is born into the prophetic, but he is called in the apostolic, or called as an apostle. You see, this is how it works. And in fact, the way an apostle is called, Jesus himself or a high angel appears to him. And in most cases in the Bible, it was Jesus himself that gave the mandate to the apostle. Apostle has a mandate has a mandate that comes straight from God. You see that? So if an apostle has not had a Paul experience, you see, if Jesus has not appeared to him, he is not an apostle. He's not called by God. You see, he is born in the prophetic. So that means that he should be able to operate as a prophet. In all the apostles in the Old New Testament operated in the prophetic. They healed, they performed miracles, they spoke signs, and they performed wonders. They reversed, they call into existence and reverse things, deliverance upon individuals, the same as Jesus did. They all operated in the prophetic gifts. So if an apostle cannot operate in the prophetic gifts, you need to ask questions. You see, in a prophet, what makes him unique is he's born into the prophetic and he can perform all of the prophetic gifts. And there are some prophets that have special callings. And when they have a special calling, they have a mandate, such as my calling. You have a particular category that God gives to you straight from heaven to teach to the world. And this is a prophet that has been called with a mandate, a special calling that we call a mandate, a particular area that God wants them to operate in. But that's not the only area that he operates in, but it is his specialty, you see. Now, let me launch chat. I forgot to do that. Now, what I want to say to you at this time is if you have heard those out there in the world who have said that the time of the prophet is the Old Testament, you need to correct these folks and say, look in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 12:28. New Testament Ephesians 4:11, New Testament Ephesians 2:20, New Testament Ephesians 3:5, Revelation 7:4, and so on and seven and so forth. Throughout the New Testament, it speaks of the operation of the prophetic, including both the apostolic, the apostle, and the prophet. Hello. This is what Jesus is saying, 1 Corinthians 12:28. The apostle and the prophet is who is the two offices that Jesus set apart and set the foundation of the church upon. You see? So there will be no mistake about the importance of the apostle and the prophet. Now, what you have in this time that God is presenting is apostles and prophets who have the same gifts as the Old Testament. When I was called, and many have heard of what happened when I was called, but in particular, I'll mention that God sent a senior prophet in addition to seven prophets who pre-prophesied my calling, and this one individual, Prophet Prentice from Memphis, Tennessee, he came And he spoke over me what I would do. And he spoke that God did not want me to get up under any minister, any another prophet even, as a mentor, because God would mentor me himself, is what he stated. And this, the reason why is he said that many of them, most of them, have corrupted themselves. They have corrupted their calling. So that set off my prophetic calling. This is what directed my prophetic calling. And so he also mentioned that a prophet, that I would speak miracles, do miracles, signs, and wonders, the same as the Old Testament, the major prophets in the Old Testament. I have performed these things and will perform these things in the future. I anticipate myself performing these things the same as the Old Testament, in equal portion, if not greater. That's how I feel about it. So anyway, this is what God said, that I would perform the Old Testament, the level of the Old Testament prophets. And so this is where prophets should be. This is where apostles should be. And they're coming up now, those that are operating in that high level of gifts. We are coming on the scene. You see, the old order is being orchestrated to the door. And God is now pulling forward those that he has called in this new order. And they will perform at the level Jesus spoke of in John 14:12, which says, "Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he also do. And," there's that "and, greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." They will be greater works that these apostles and prophets will perform, because Jesus is operating through them. That is who is actually doing the miracles. That is actually who is performing the signs. That is who is operating the wonders. And you will see wonders like you haven't seen in our lifetime, nor in the past 1,000 years or so. You will see what happened during Jesus' time and before. And some even greater works will be performed, as Jesus speaks in John 14:12. So this is what the apostles and prophets will do, will perform. And it says it, it speaks of it in 1 Corinthians 12:28. It says that they will perform as teachers. It didn't say nothing about preaching. You see, in specific, is talking about teachers, because the revelation knowledge that hasn't been presented to the world is getting ready to be presented. And then after that, it says miracles. And then it says gifts of healings. My wife can touch and heal any illness. Then it says helps. Then it says governments. Then it says diversities of tongues. So you will see the performance according to what Jesus says, not what you're seeing on the scene, have been seeing on the scene for the past, I don't know how many years. But what is this old order, which is going away, they do not perform the demonstration of power, as 1 Corinthians 2:4 speak of, because many of them have corrupted themselves. They do not have the power of God, because when you corrupt yourself, God will withdraw his spirit from you. He will not stay with you if you corrupt yourself. So this is what you're getting ready to see, or you can see already. You can see it on the scene already, because there are some prophets and apostles that are already out there performing according to Jesus, according to the Bible, Jesus the Christ. Now, they have been brought forward, as Matthew 24:14 says. It says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." What has been preached is not this gospel. You see, what is getting ready to be preached is this gospel. I have been a forerunner because God prepared me to be a messenger. You see, but you're getting ready to see a wave of prophets and apostles that are going to preach this gospel. You see? So, 1 Peter 4:7 says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer." So, watch. You will see them come on the scene. You're already seeing some of them coming to the forefront, especially in Africa. And there are a couple of states in this country that you can find a few of them. But they're coming on the scene as we speak. And God is going to move them forward, and they are going to be the only one speaking. I prophesied that predominantly these will be the speakers in the future when all the others will be sit down. So watch, and you will see it come to bear. It will play out. We're getting close now. So the order of the bishop as the central power is ending, because it was never ordained by Christ. The order that Christ established is the apostle and the prophet, as Ephesians 2:20 speaks of. And it is not the bishopship. See, the bishop came through the Catholic Church, Catholicism. So that was never intended to be the central power structure of the Christian church. It was supposed to be the apostles and prophets, as Ephesians 2:20 spoke of. So on that note, we're ending. I want to thank you for joining us here today. May God bless you, and may he bless his word, and may his word go forth. Thank you, and join us again in a couple of weeks. God bless, and you have a good week. So long.